When you use Basecamp to run projects, people know what to do, people know where things are, and you stay on top of everything all the time.
It is the Chicago Verse podcast on the Dynasty Podcast Network, featuring interviews with Chicago's premier artists and industry and creatives and culture leaders. Hosted by Haima Black. Welcome to Chicago.
Right on. Haima Black, live from Cards Against Humanity for another week here with Dynasty Podcasts. Shout out Cards Against Humanity and the Chicago Podcast Co-op always for having us up here. So cool. I have Madison Keenan, Columbia producer for audio and visual behind the boards, keeping us live tonight. So that is awesome. And we have two really great guests we're going to talk to. And the first of which is Drew Martz, who is here with me. How are you doing, man?
Hello. I'm doing good. Doing good. Very good.
So, all right. I gotta say this right off the bat. I'm seeing a lot of people doing this right now. I don't know if it's a trend. You got to hold the microphone with your hand not on it. Covering. That's all right. Everybody's doing that now.
It is a rapper thing.
All right. Because like when I'm editing the audio, like everybody, like I think that they think it looks cool on the stream, which it does. And then when I'm listening to the audio, they're like,
I was at Empty Bottle and I was, you know, playing a show.
And I'm like, dude, no one can hear that.
It's just not hold the mic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's comfortable. Yeah. Right on, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well.
So you're a Columbia student. Are you still at Columbia?
Yeah, I am still at Columbia.
All right. So you're a Columbia student. You were in one of my classes a few, maybe a year or two ago.
Yeah.
And
my freshman year,
you're, one of our producers, Audrey Sutherland, booked you. And I did not realize when she booked you that you were one of my former students. So right on, man. Thanks for taking an additional night here to hang out outside of class.
Yeah.
So you're here because you have been working, you've been rapping, you have a new project out, and it's called Sunshine, right?
I haven't dropped my project, but okay. this is a single that I made last summer. It was premiered on a DJ booth.
And, yeah.
Yeah, it was like the first song I released under like new management, like actual management.
Okay, so we're going to talk about the management, we're going to talk about the song, but we always start at the beginning, like bring us into how you got started as an artist, when did music enter your life, all that.
Okay. Well, I didn't like really start doing it like seriously until like the summer after my first year at Columbia. My friend KB is his name. Basically, just kind of picked me up through my friend Oren, who just showed him my song Sunshine. He wanted to like help me just market myself and. Yeah, it's been kind of just steadily, it's become more about personally just me figuring out how I can do this for myself with the assistance of the people that work with me. But yeah, that was basically like my gateway into the industry from the very, 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 very bottom.
Did you always know that you wanted to make music, to be a rapper or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I don't really want to be a rapper anymore. I feel like I hate that like feeling like I'm just a rapper. Like, man, just like spit a freestyle. I mean, I could do that, but like I just feel like I don't really like the way that I feel like if you're like a rapper, like you got to be able to like, you know, somebody comes up to you like, I remember Lil Wayne was talking about on like the Carter 2, somebody came up to him in like South Beach and was like, with the camera, and he was like, man, battle me right now, like, live on camera, and he was like, no. I feel like I'm not saying Lil Wayne isn't a real rapper, because he's a legend, but, like, like, it's like...
We're, like, 2 minutes into the interview, fuck Lil Wayne, he's not a real rapper.
No, never.
Heard it here.
Never.
Right.
But I just feel like a real rapper should be somebody that just has, like, Biggie, like, someone who just has the whole scheme of rap music is just has it down to pinpoint where they'll just be able to do anything freestyle. They could write a whole song in a minute, you know what I mean? Like they could just battle on the feet. Spot like a real rapper, just bar for bar rapper. And I really like I like making songs with melody. I don't think that like I'm a very good singer, but like I can kind of do it, you know what I mean? I can like hit the notes and stuff. I'm not like Mariah Carey, but it's like that's what I would want to move in that direction as my career goes on, because I feel like if I wanted to be a rapper forever, I'd end up being like 40 years old looking like, you know what I mean? I don't know, like The Game or somebody who's just like old as hell, just making some music that just kind of like lost its touch.
How old is The Game?
I think he's like 43.
Okay.
You said what?
We got Wesley Parker off mic being like he's younger than that.
He's 40. Right. He's old.
Wesley, if you want to look that up on Wikipedia, let us know. But you have this project that's in the works called Sunshine, and the first single is called Sunshine as well, and that's already out.
It's called Sunrise EP.
Or Sunrise.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like the sun and all that stuff, just kind of. But I originally like thought of like making this whole project based off of the single that I put out, Sunshine. I was like, I'm gonna make it with all the, it's gonna be everything, every track's gonna be have sun in front of it, which is kind of dumb, but like that's just kind of what I was feeling when I first like started getting into this new sound. And I don't know, it's basically just it's all like I was like a rapper before like I did any of this stuff. Like any of this project, I didn't really like try to like do anything with melody, and I feel like this project is me touching on that and just talking about myself. And it's more singing than rapping, but it's not like singing, like it's just like melody.
So do you know when this is going to come out? Or
I'm trying to figure out like how to put it out in like the best way possible, and that kind of just like unfolds in time. So I want to like do a release party like October like 13th right now, I'm thinking, but like I'm just trying to figure it out and do it the best way possible.
So you're working with Just Chicago right now. Talk about working with them and what they're doing and how you got connected.
Well, they do a lot of different stuff. I mean, KB basically manages he manages me, Mello.
Mm-hmm. We've had Mello on this podcast. Yeah,
yeah. Taylor Bennett. Mm-hmm. Roosevelt the Titan. Who else? And then Brad Cohen. You know Brad?
I don't know.
He works with us too. He manages Jew, and we basically all kind of under this one wing of Just Chicago. I said Taylor has his own like label. It's called Taylor Bennett Entertainment, but he's still part of Just Chicago because of KB being his manager.
So what does that open up for you, like being part of that collective?
It really just gives me an opportunity to like actually be able to meet people that are important for me to meet in my field, and just have an opportunity to really like, you know, be able to promote my music. I mean, as time grows, like it'll be easier for me just based off of like what I can do for myself and like working with KB, because I basically always have to meet him halfway. Sort of. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how we work. Like I'm not like really, I don't have like a manager. Like I don't have somebody that'll be like, hey man, come to this today, this tomorrow. Like hit me up every day with all this stuff. It's basically on me, and I just kind of work with other people to like help me get to where I need to go. That's kind of how it works.
So what are you learning about this process now? Like, you know, being an artist and connecting with like, you know, really respectable organization like that and developing what you're doing.
It's really all on me. I would say the whole, like this, the lane that I'm going in, whatever I'm building for myself, it all comes from me. Like everything that I want to do, it all has to be like my own vision of it. I can't be relying on somebody else. It has to be my own idea for whatever I do. I've gotten to a point now where like I force myself to do a bunch of stuff that like I don't necessarily need to do, but just by doing it, it makes me feel like, you know, I'm giving myself that extra push that makes me deserve whatever comes.
Yeah, man. I mean, it is. It's all about that self-motivation, that self-actualization. Mm-hmm. And I say Wesley, like, I know he looked it up. How old is the game? 37. 37.
Damn, somebody said 43. I guess he's not that old then.
No.
I'm just talking shit.
He's 4 years older than me, so. Interesting. All right, so now we know how old the game is. So let's talk about the video that you put out. Is it Sunrise or Sunshine?
Sunrise.
Now I'm okay.
Sunrise.
Now I'm turning around on it.
Yeah.
So Sunrise, I was watching this video earlier, and first of all, who shot that?
Alia Hack. She's also a Columbia student.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Very Columbia-based affair.
Yes.
It's a real kinetic energy video, though. There's a lot of energy in it. It's really fast-paced. It's all over the place. Like, talk about putting that together.
I really wish that we put it out at the perfect time. I think we did. But we basically, like, I wanted to do it, like, I start off the video, you know, I'm running through the forest with the little forest nymphs or whatever. And, mm-hmm.
You got the treehouse.
We waited until, like, we planned the video out in November. And we waited till like, March when it was sweet going into that forest. Because we went in there in the winter and filmed the scene of me going into that little fortress or whatever and, like, mm-hmm. looking in there. At the very end of the video in the winter. And then when we came back in the spring to film the intro of it, like the whole ground was covered in just like moss and like different, it just was completely green besides the trees. So it just looks super awesome. And yeah, it was like a, it was a seasonal process. Like we filmed three dates in February and then one day in March.
So when you have a project like that where you're really spacing it out across like actual months, like, I don't know, how does that work? Like, did you change your mind in the middle of it and be like, you know what? Like, I've had like 5 months to live with this concept, or.
Yeah, I've definitely like grown to just, I've heard the song so many times that I don't not, that's how I know like that it's a good song. Like, I'm content with the song. Like, I'm happy with the song because I've heard it so many times. And when I listen to it, I never like am upset with it. I'm never like, I mean, there's sometimes I'd be like, all right, well, I could have done all of this better, but it's like the song and the video, like, I'm very content with it. I think that it came out the way that it should have. And I think that, the project, you know, I like listen to it like too much. And there's sometimes where I'll be like, all right, I don't like it. You know, that's just how it is. And then it'll go back to me being like, okay, this is actually good. But yeah, I spent a lot of time working on the whole thing. So it's a lot of ups and downs with it.
So now you've been living with this, and is it all finished, or are you still working on it?
It's all finished.
Okay, so you're just trying to come up with the kind of ideal time to release it.
Yeah, promotion and whatnot.
Do you have any concept of when that is, or is it still too early to say?
Like, I'm this year, like, or next year? October. It's been like a minute. I started making it like in like, I don't even remember. Like, as long as I've been producing, I've been making stuff that could have been a part of it. I just didn't know what I was making it for, you know? I was just kind of making music, and it all kind of came together.
Well, and that first thing you put out is always really very much a vehicle for self-discovery, and, like, mm-hmm. there's a lot of figuring it out on the go, and probably a lot of, like, second-guessing yourself and all that, right?
Yeah, it's been a long... It's been, like, honestly, like, visibly to the public, to what everybody else sees, and you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't, like, look like I've been, you know, doing this for a long time. I've been doing a lot. But, like, for me, like, I've really been just learning for myself, like, how this can actually work for me and how this is possible. And Sunshine was the first song that I, like, really released, like, professionally. And that's, like, my favorite song I've ever made, I think. That's the one we're playing, right?
Well, again, we don't play anything on the podcast itself, but... Yeah, like when we're talking about this, when people can watch it and stuff, like, yeah, that's okay. The one that they'll watch. Right on, man. Anything else coming up, you know, end of the year, beginning of next year? What else on the horizon for you?
I'm just kind of – honestly, I don't have anything planned after the EP besides just promoting myself as an artist and
sure.
figuring out the next best possible move. It'll probably be another year and a half, maybe even 2 years. I don't even know. I'll definitely drop singles and try to stay, you know, out there. Well, I have to stay out there because after this point, you know, I just got to keep releasing music and networking. But I don't have any solid ideas for a next project. I just have a bunch of, like, apples floating around in a bucket of water.
I like that. That's a really good – that's a lyric right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man. You're coming up with bars on the podcast.
Bars.
Drew Martz, man. The – video is called Sunrise.
Yeah.
And the project's going to be called Sunshine.
Sunrise. Yeah, it's a little bit confusing.
All right. I'm all turning around on it. But how can people follow you and find out more about what you're doing?
On Twitter, my Twitter, if you just look up Sunrise
mm-hmm.
EP soon, I think that's what it is. Or it's just Drew Martz with a 3 because somebody else was called Drew Martz on Twitter. And now I just look kind of head-ass with a 3 and an E in my name, but it's okay.
You got to do what you got to do, man.
Yeah, there's some other fake Drew Martz out there.
Throw down the gauntlet on the other Drew Martz.
Yeah.
I love it, man. This is cool. I had you in my class, and again, I didn't realize you were coming up here tonight. I did not know it was going to be you, like a former student of mine. So that's awesome. Thanks so much for coming up and telling us about it, man. I appreciate it.
Definitely. Thank you for having me.
Sweet. Cool.
You've been listening to a production of Dynasty Podcast. Find more Dynasty Podcasts at dynastypodcast.com. For the Dynamic Dynasty, Dynasty Descend.